stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the power, performance, and reliability of a new Superstart battery. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music.
Welcome to Monday Night Rollins.
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the demon dogs.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney, and I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny. DPP out on assignment this week, but joining me, per usual, the trivia trickster himself. He's funky, phenomenal, and fresh in so many ways. It's AJ Belaz. Hi, AJ.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, coming up on Halloween here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, two to be exact. Like a little. When you guys listen to this, it'll be like 13 days, but it's slowly coming, and I think I already have to stockpile on candy, because we don't really have kids that come around that much, but we try to stay prepared, and I usually have a sweet tooth around this time, so whatever's left over is mine.
Yeah, I can't keep sweets around me, because I just eat them till they're gone. Like anything, cookies, chips, sweets, like limited candy bars, ice cream, it doesn't matter. If it's in my house,
I'm the exact same way.
Like, I'll buy it at the grocery store in the morning, and before I go to bed, it's all gone. I have a stomach ache. I've eaten a whole bag of Oreos and a half a gallon of milk, and I wonder why I have a he's eating Oreos right now, and I have and I have a stomach ache. So, but we're not alone today, AJ. Joining
no,
us
we
today
are not.
And it's too bad there's always slight disappointment for him when he joins us and DPP is not here, because I still don't have his soundbite, but he is indeed the best friend of the DWI podcast. He is the man who runs, started, and curates the Attitude of Aggression podcast. He is also the co-creator of Bandwagon Nerds. It's none other than our best friend, Dave Ungar.
Oh, you're my best friend.
That'll work, AJ. That'll work. I'll take it. I'll take whatever I can get. You know, Tunney won't sing for me, so it's okay. As you stuff your face with Oreos.
I'm only halfway into my first beer. Wait till the second. Somewhere in the second beer, maybe I'll sing you a song.
Nice. That's right. AJ's got to be happy. The Utah Hockey Club is on fire. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they lost the last two. They lost to the Devils and the Ducks.
Well, you're not going to go 82-0, so.
Well, I know that. I'm not drinking all that Kool-Aid, you know. I understand that we just need, you know, two little dabs of the sugar pack and not the entire damn thing.
Okay.
I was going to say, LSD is a hell of a drug too, guys. Just throwing that out there.
Yes, it is. Do not condone doing it, but it is.
I'm going to continue to have the record of never having done it.
It's a good record to have.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Let's let everybody know what we're going to be doing this week on the 451st edition of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting. Well, it's the big
show. Sing along if you like, Dave.
It's going to be a Danless sheet.
I can only hear like blurbs and bits of the whole music because I just updated Skype and it's still fucked up. It's like, God,
is that option on the settings in there now or no?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's see.
There you go. You can check that out while I run down the Big Show sheet this week. I just got some random notes from last week's Raw and SmackDown. We can touch on some storylines there. We are a couple weeks away from Crown Jewel. AJ has some trivia, and for last call, we're going to talk about the rumors that we've heard of a possible return of the Beast. So we're going to get to that, all of that today right here. But before we do, I got to tell all of you about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick yourself up a Chair Shot t-shirt, plenty of great designs, and makes a great gift during this gift-giving season. Why go the route of a stupid tie or a pair of socks or a ceramic bullfrog that holds your sponges by the sink? No, head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up a ChairShot t-shirt. Makes a great gift as well. Dave Ungar from the Attitude of Aggression podcast, AJ Balazs, and PC Tunney right here, and we'll get into it right now after this break.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, welcome back, everybody. DP out on assignment. Dave Ungar joins the show today. Thank you, Dave. AJ is here as well. We will be having some funky fresh trivia. But before we do all that, if we can use this really weak bell to start the show, like DP has the good one. It's just it's a half a tag team never, and it's just you know, you kind of have to suffer through it a little bit. No, let's get into SmackDown from last week as we record the night before this week's SmackDown, and you listen to the day of SmackDown. The biggest thing that's going on right now, I think, in between these two PLEs is the Kevin Owens thing, and now he's in it with Randy Orton, and the way they've shot this stuff with the CCTV kind of aspect and things of that nature. How have you liked the whole arc that Kevin Owens is on here in this kind of heelish turn, Dave?
I don't know, man. I think it's just kind of like, it feels sort of forced to me. If you're, you know, if I'm being blunt, because everybody was saying when he fought Cody at, what was it, Bash in Berlin? I think that's where they met up, where he met up with Cody, that everybody's saying, and even the announcers were getting on him about being too much of a face. You know, this is not the cutthroat Kevin Owens, not, you know, apron power bombing Cody when he had a chance. So then you go through that, and then, like, the only thing that really changed is Cody opted to team up with Roman. And that has sent Kevin Owens now over the edge. So I don't get it, man. It seems to me like, well, what are we really doing here with this whole thing? I mean, it's like, does Cody really have nobody else to work with? But we got to get him involved with Kevin Owens and turn KO heel and turn, you know, get Randy Orton. Or so. I don't know. I mean, I'm not feeling it quite yet. I don't know how you got. I saw him on Instagram or something the other day saying that WWE won't let him tell his side of the story. And you know, it really pisses him off. I gave him an ultimatum until like 9 o'clock tomorrow to let, you know, air whatever grievances he had recorded, or else he's just going to do it on social media. I'm like, ooh. So instead of him saying either do it or I quit, you know, which would have added some kayfabe level of intrigue, he's like, either do it or I'm going to do it on this platform that I fucking hate. So I'm not feeling it. That's just me.
Yeah, the waters are very tepid, where I appreciate the fact that we didn't go full, well, it's Randy Orton. Randy Orton betrays everybody. So that's one thing I'm very appreciative of, where we didn't get the most obvious turn in the world. But at the same time, there was no merit for this turn. It was just they had a conversation after the match with Solo and Jacob, and then he beats him down outside of the bus, and this was for Bad Blood, and then invades SmackDown, says he wants Cody to answer, and tell his side of the story. Randy playing Peacemaker is the weirdest thing, and I'm not just saying that because John Cena's Peacemaker in his show. I'm saying that because Randy being the voice of reason, even Aldis said it during SmackDown, where he's like, Randy Orton being the voice of reason. All right, good for you. Like,
I was going to give you a ding until you did a really bad Nick Aldis impression.
My throat's also fucked, but I also can't do Nick Aldis. I can't do British that well.
I think what he's trying to say, Tunney, is that Cody wants to taste it. So.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Something tells me we just got a title. Mm-mm. Anyway. Nope. But, they're teasing that Randy is going to interfere in this and be the gatekeeper for Cody, which, sure, I'm all for, but at the same time, nothing is going to happen. Nothing works for this, per se. It's just, like you said, Dave, do we really have no one to go up against Cody since we have the Bloodline back in here and, you know, Cody has to face Gunther at Crown Jewel for the Jam in the Sand title? Like, come on, dude. Like, we have nothing here. Why?
I appreciate the way that they've changed a lot of things up on how you visually consume their product. And this is another space where I applaud them that they haven't really recorded these things in the normal way they would when they're on their television show, the interactions outside of the arena with Kevin Owens. I'll hold judgment and see what happens. What's his reason and all this stuff? What's the stuff we don't know? I'll wait to find that out first, and hopefully it'll give you guys some more merit to the story that you're looking for. But we'll see. I don't know. I mean, that's KO, though. He flip-flops back and forth, right? He's like the Big Show.
No, he does, but it's just, it feels very shoehorned. Is the issue where KO, he'll usually go and do it like sporadically, where it's just like, yeah, don't worry, we got this, we'll take care of this, and then do like the, like, for instance, NXT when he came in, everyone applauded him, everyone loved him. Sami Zayn wins the NXT championship, applauds him, holds him up and everything, and then power bombs him onto the apron. It's like, that's Kevin Owens. Out of nowhere, it's just, I don't like the factor with Roman Reigns. It shouldn't have been Roman Reigns.
Well, it's not really out of nowhere, though.
Better
like,
things.
They've been battling the Bloodline for 2 years, so like it makes a little bit of sense.
It makes a little bit of sense, but it's just out of nowhere after the match you have that conniption fit, not like before or during the match. That's where my whole line where I'm just like, why?
Okay. Well, yeah. You can file your complaints. You can file your complaints to Triple H in the circular file located on the ground next to your toilet. Yeah.
I mean, the reasons for it make sense. Sure, that part I get, you know, why he's doing it. But it just seems like it's just very forced, unnecessary. But yeah, if you disagree and you think it's a great storyline, send your hate tweets to @itsmeDPP, and he'll be sure to read that.
Yeah, and I'm not arguing I think it's great. I just say I'm not exactly sure what is all going on yet. Now, I want to wait and find out. But we can keep moving. There's not much more meat on that bone right now. LA Knight defeats Melo with Andrade looking on. Those guys are tied at 3 apiece, and they've both lost to LA Knight. Who takes this title from LA Knight, AJ? You got any ideas?
I would say Carmelo, just because you kind of want to build him a little more for the main roster. Because he's made in NXT, don't get me wrong. He's a really great talent. Everything else, he's made in NXT. But I know the good old people that my brother should be corralling as their chief are complaining, where it's like, well, Carmelo's got nothing going for him and everything else. It's like, well, they're building up to him. That's why they're doing this best of seven series. That's why they're facing off against LA Knight to see. It's not necessarily the measuring stick per se, but it's a stick to measure to, where it's, I could become a champion in WWE, so let me It's not the measuring stick, okay, Tani? The measuring stick is the WWE Championship. The United States Championship is also won, but not as high, is what I'm getting at. Where it's most likely going to be they tie this best to seven, and they get a triple threat for the United States title, where I can honestly... this is just how I see it. I'm not saying I can see the writing on the wall, but I'm saying like it looks like that's where it's headed. Where Carmelo, I think, would benefit from having this championship more than Andrade and LA Knight. People are already getting tired of LA Knight as the United States champion.
I don't see either of these guys taking the title from him, to be honest with you.
Which, fair, but apparently people are already getting tired of Knight as the United States champion, where this, like, you wanted him to hold a championship for so damn long. He's only had it for 2-3 months, and now it's like, we don't want this anymore. Like, you can please some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but there's very little middle ground.
Dave? Oh, Dave will be right back with us. I don't know. LA Knight, he was kind of getting boring before, and now they got him in the, he wins the title from, he won it from Logan Paul, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I need something else from him. It's the reason why he hasn't won a world championship yet. I mean, I know that space has been crowded for a while, but yeah, we'll see. I just don't think either Melo or Andrade, and they, that series, somebody's got to win that last match. They're not going to go a seventh match and tie. I mean, I don't know. I think he moves on now because he's beaten them both for the title already, too. So yeah. It's just like, what can you do? Dave, your thoughts on LA Knight? How much? Oh, no. Okay, Dave's not back yet. He'll be right back in a little bit here. We can keep moving, though. Two title defenses on television in the past week for Jade and Bianca. First, on SmackDown, they beat Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson. And then they beat Damage Control on Monday Night Raw. So those two still going strong. No signs of them splitting up anytime soon, AJ.
No, and I'm all for it. It's a way to get them up and running, still getting Jade. You know, she's still green, but, you know, you can actually see that she's not entirely wet behind the ears. So we're getting what we wanted out of Jade, not just, you know, the whole undefeated TBS champion that we got like years ago in the other company. So we're actually seeing her learning how to get things situated, which I'm all for. And we're kind of getting a storyline here with Lash Legend and
I like them.
Who's the other one?
I like Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson.
Yeah, no, they're really good. And they're actually incorporating a story. They're actually putting a storyline to this tag titles other than just, here's the tag team champions. They have to face off against two other people that need stuff. It's like you actually have a story here where Legend and Jackson, they came to Raw during the Damage Control match. So they had their presence felt, and they want those titles. So it's definitely something that I'm enjoying, that I can see going forward, because we're actually getting a story with these damn titles for once.
Dave, your thoughts on the Fightingest Champs in WWE? Two title defenses in a week? 4 days, actually.
Great. Awesome. Good for them. Maybe it'll add some credibility to the women's tag team titles, because God knows they need it. So I like them going around and just, I mean, I was always of the opinion that Bianca and Jade should just have run roughshod over the entire division, everybody, for a year, and then have them turn on each other. I agree with AJ. Jade's looking better. You know, she's selling better. Her in-ring work is better. Her work rate's better. Bianca's still carrying the team largely, but Jade is certainly starting to step up. And, you know, all the haters out there who try and convince me, oh, she's nowhere near Mercedes Moné's level. I'm like, fuck you. Mercedes is a goddamn joke. So, you know, I don't buy any of that crap. Getting back to your earlier thing about LA Knight and who should dethrone him, I tell you who I think should dethrone him, but it's not possible because they're on different brands, but I would certainly do it, is that I would have Bronson Reed be the one to take LA Knight down and take the United States Championship. But I don't see that happening. I mean, he's got his own issues with Seth right now, but you know, you look around, it's the same sort of thing. You look around the landscape and say, well, who's really in need of a push? I'm with you, Tony. I don't see it. I'd be in either Carmelo or Andrade. I don't see it right now. I'm just trying to think who's out there. I mean, Braun's on the wrong brand, and he's going to be embroiled with the IC title.
Oh, yeah, he just lost another one. So,
yeah, I'm looking around at SmackDown and thinking, well, who's really there who you could get behind other than, like, you know, have Jacob Fatu destroy him or something, you know?
Are the Wyatt six on Raw or SmackDown?
Raw.
Okay, my bad.
They go wherever they want.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, who knows? Well, figure it out. I'm sure we'll see what happens. I mean, LA Knight's still selling merch. He's still getting crowd reaction. So we'll see.
As long as AJ keeps putting on the glasses, that's all that really, here it comes.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Let's talk about the women's division. Oh, no, before we get away from that, I want to talk about Tag Team Return. And they're doing a number one contendership for the Raw side, too. War Raiders, they're back as the War Raiders. Why don't we just call them War Machine, then?
Yeah, let's just call it, well...
Well, they were never War Machine in NXT, were they? They were always War Raiders.
No, they were War Raiders.
They were War Machine in Ring of Honor, where they were awesome.
Well, we're not going to acknowledge Ring of Honor. Come on now. Come on,
Tony. AEW barely acknowledges Ring of Honor. Come on.
That's not the real Ring of Honor, what you're seeing now.
No, that's true. Ring of Honor used to be amazing.
Pretend they don't exist. But now they came back and they look good, man. I mean, the War Raiders look really good in their return, and just going back to having that name and none of this Viking nonsense, Viking Raiders, War Vikings,
Viking experience.
The Minnesota Vikings. That's like, wait, what? Who's coming out? So, yeah, I like it. I think we're the Judgment Day's the tag champs, right? On on Raw.
Finn and JD.
Yeah, I like it. I think, you know, we need some new blood. We need to get the tag team division going desperately. You know, Motor City Machine Guns is going to be showing up pretty soon somewhere.
I'm glad you mentioned that. They have a stop at NXT first?
What's that?
Do either of you think they have a stop in NXT first? Or I think we already know they're coming to the main roster anyway, right?
They had their commercial promo on SmackDown. Right. I'm pretty sure they're going to SmackDown. Yeah.
They are. And I mean, you got them, and that's important to get them involved, because the whole Lucha Brothers debacle with AEW is going to delay their arrival for who knows how the fuck long. Tony's got to be petty.
It's about a year. It was about a year of injury time, he added.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Ray Phoenix is hurt, so it's like, no, we're going to add that to his contract.
And it puts Penta in a tough spot, right? Because he could legit leave. And just say, I'm going to go and establish. I mean, he could say, look, bro, I'm going to go and hold our place in line.
Well,
like at Disneyland. Then when you're ready, come on and cut in.
I'm betting you that WWE told him what to do. Like, listen, if you don't want to work there anymore, fine. But we suggest you stay there with him for a year, because we're not using you until we have both of you. And I think that's likely. It might have been a conversation that was had in a little more polite manner.
Yeah, I mean, he would have only fit in NXT as a solo wrestler. I don't think you couldn't. There's no place for him on the main roster. So if you're going to bring him in solo, you put him on NXT, and I don't think he would connect with that audience. I just don't. As a solo act, no. As a team, absolutely. Like they're going to be gangbusters. But
the thing is if he really wanted to get out of there, though, WWE probably been like, all right, go to TNA for – you know, take 2 months off and go to TNA for 6 months, and then we'll come back 3 months later when he's out, you know.
If they really wanted out of there, then WWE would go to Tony and say, what do you want to fucking buy out the rest of their contract?
Yeah.
Give us a number, and fine. You know, we don't have to completely be douchebags to each other. But, I mean, it's funny that they just – you don't ever seemingly have that conversation with these companies. And it's like, hey, look, if somebody doesn't want to be there anymore – and the door swings both ways – What do you want to buy out their contract? What do you want to buy out this injury time? How much is it worth to you? How much is his contract? Okay, you're paying him a mil a year. He's got 9 months left. It's not hard to do the math, right? So here you go. We'll pay and we'll throw in an extra 100K just to be nice.
Yeah. But like you said, like he's only going to connect in NXT if he's going to be a solo act. Where I like Penta. I like Penta a lot. But you wouldn't see him in the NXT world title picture at the moment. You would see him against Tony D'Angelo with the against all of them and with the North American. If I'm saying like currently right now with the North American championship. If he were to go to any other company where it's like you said, Tony, like go hang out in like TNA for 6 months, because I'm pretty sure you guys don't know or completely forgotten, Penta is a former Impact World Champion. So he could easily come up and, yeah, whip-de-doo, Basil, what does it all mean? I know, Tony. But, like, he could easily go into Impact for 3 months, 4 months, however long that he wants to go in there. He could also go to MLW for a little bit. And I'm not just saying that because I'm wearing an MLW shirt at the moment. He could go there because, you know, you have their what the heck was his name? Back in Lucha Underground.
There's a lot of people in Lucha Underground.
Who's that? Wait, who are you talking about, AJ?
The main guy that was that did Lucha Underground. I keep forgetting his actual name, and it ticks me off because I used to be the MLW guy.
All right, well, keep going.
But he's running MLW. Well, he's not running MLW. He has like a sub part where it's like MLW, Azteca, Underground, and stuff like that.
Too many pronouns.
Yeah, so it like he kind of runs his own little subdivision of MLW where it on screen he has authority. Dario Cueto, that's what the fuck his name was. Dario okay. Cueto.
There you go. Good job.
Got there somehow, some way.
Now bring it all back to WWE, please.
But you can.
Well, I want to ask you guys something because AJ, AJ started talking about Tony D'Angelo, and I'm like, fuck, did he actually beat Obafemi? I didn't tune in for that.
He beat Obafemi.
I don't know how the fuck you justify that, but
how else are you going to get Obafemi on the main roster?
Yeah,
there you go. Now you want to know who dethrones LA Knight? There you go. Obafemi dethrones LA Knight. There, now that
very down
that'll
with that.
Work.
I'm down with that.
I'm fine with that. In the immortal words of Chris Platt, I can smoke a bag of that.
Smoke a bag of that.
Let's talk about the Bloodline situation. We know we had the Roman and Cody team up. We know we got Jimmy back. And, you know, we get through, what was it, the end of SmackDown after Jimmy loses to Solo. And Roman comes out, and it's just not enough, despite all the Superman punches. And at the end of the day, after things settle down and, you know, Jimmy and Roman are left, Jimmy's like, we need help, man. You know, and I think the question is, the help that Jimmy wants, would it even be willing to help? And we found out on Raw that the answer is still no, as Jimmy ran into Jay, and Jay quickly distanced himself from his brother. So how do you guys like how they're playing this with all the buildup? We know where we're going. We are, what? 5-6 weeks away from Survivor Series, and it's gonna be Bloodline Civil War games. It has to be. There'd be
absolutely.
You already missed one of the hugest opportunities in the history of professional wrestling by not having The Rock and Roman fight for the title. So
stop! That's gonna happen.
Not,
my God,
let's not miss another one in the same year. Go ahead, Dave.
You know it's happening. In some form or fashion, that match is happening. Whether it's a one-on-one or triple threat, it's going to happen. But, yeah, I think, you know, did you see the thing I sent you about putting the Nickelodeon music to the shit for Monday night? I put it in the big – I thought that was spot on. I got to send that to AJ. He would get it. Or send it to AJ if you don't mind, Tony, so he would get a kick out of it. But, as far as, like – what's it going to take? You know, I'm not surprised at all that Jay basically is like, fuck you. You know, I mean, these guys went to war at WrestleMania. What's it going to take to get them? Roman's going to have to be the one to go to Jay. And that'll be a big moment when Roman goes to Jay and acknowledges, hey, we need you. Because Roman just last week's like, no yeet. You know, all robotic and shit. No yeet. And even Jimmy's like, wait. Hold on a second, Oos. We need to talk about this. So, yeah, I think the moment that Roman shows up and tells Jay, hey, we need you, that's going to be a really big moment. And it's going to be the next progression in the storyline. But even when that happens, that's just three. And you've got four on the other side. So who's that fourth? I don't think it's going to be Dwayne. It could be Sammy. I don't think it's going to be Cody.
It could be
so that raises.
It could be another Uso too. Isn't there? Don't they have
it could
another
be Zilla?
Don't they have a? Isn't one of them actually the twins' brother? Don't they have a younger brother that's actually in WWE?
Oh, Hikuleo? Isn't that the one or
Hikuleo?
Hikuleo.
Hikuleo is a Tongan.
Who?
Hikuleo.
Oh,
he is a Tongan.
I like the way I see it.
Yeah.
What about Zilla?
Yeah, Zilla's still roaming around out there.
There's one other one.
Yeah, Zilla's still independent at the moment.
Who put their,
You got to space this stuff out, though. Somebody, you can't just like, it's like whack-a-mole.
You can't just
Samoans,
add Tongans and then freaking Samoans all of us. Yeah, it's all over the fucking place.
Here's another one. God damn, they just keep coming. But no,
and
I think
there's also another one that doesn't wrestle as well.
Yeah, like it's interesting. Like yesterday in the chat where we were talking about, you know, Greg has posited the same thing that Tony said, that we're really living in a big three era, and then there's these other ones. Survivor Series has something that none of the other ones have, and that's War Games. And that's why I would say there might be a big three and a half, you know, at this point, because War Games is a distinctive thing that only happens there. And if, you know, they play this story up right, it could be a really epic event. Now, the fuck they're doing with the women, I have no clue at this point as to what. Well, actually, you do kind of see the lines being drawn a little bit here. So,
just a little bit where.
Just it, a little.
It might be like the, like, Rhea and all that stuff going on, but if they have a women's War Game match, they might have a women's War Game match, but do you actually think War Games kind of revived Survivor Series? Because
yes,
what was the last time that Survivor Series really meant anything?
When they did the brand when they had the split ones.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Wait,
what's
that?
When they had the brand versus brand, when they had the split brands back in the day for a while.
Yeah, but now they're punting that over to Jam and the Sand 10, because it's basically the same thing that they did at Survivor Series, champion versus champion. But
is
now they're
12,
giving them a new.
The
12, is it 12? Okay. 12. I lose track. But,
and Platt did not give Lance a good name Anoa for it.
No, I think I think War Games does distinguish Survivor Series. They desperately needed it. They desperately needed something. And it is, yeah, it's a unique match that you only see, and you've got to wrap some storylines around it, hopefully. And you know, get these teams in place and make the teams compelling enough that you care. You know, like when we had Becky and Charlotte, could they coexist long enough to win this match? Ooh, cool. That was fun. You know, now it's like, I mean, you look at it, it's like, well, we know we're going to have Liv and Raquel on one team. You know, you're going to have Rhea. I would love to see Tiffy continue to team up with her, because that moonsault off the top of the cage that Tiffany Stratton could do could be a lot of fun. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's going to happen eventually. Roman's going to go to Jay. Jay's going to tell Roman, go kiss my ass. And then something will happen. Some big threatening beatdown, like The Rock will get involved and take advantage. And then Jay will finally be like, all right, I'm in.
So
you're in and I'm in too. So it's, yeah.
How do you say that guy's name? Hikuleo?
I don't know.
Hikuleo?
I like calling him Hikuleo. That sounds like a cool name. But anyway, he's the younger
brother.
That does sound cool. He's the younger brother of Tama and Tangaloa.
Yeah.
Ah,
he was part of the Bullet Club when, you know, it turned into NWO where everyone was in the Bullet Club in Japan.
So bringing him in opposing his brothers.
What about
Solaris? I mean, if you're gonna keep it real, you've got right, like both left, Usos opposing their brother.
They have,
and Hikulio is gonna oppose his brothers. And
yeah, well, he can say, well, you left me high and dry in New Japan, and now I'm gone, and here I'm coming to kick your ass for doing that or something. You know, I don't know. There's Lance.
He can come out there and say, you, AJ, Finn all took off here. Kenny went to fucking nowhere land and left me all high and dry, and I'm here to collect.
Lance Anoa'i. Same with Jay. There. Sean Maluda is out there.
Sean fucking Maluda. Shut up.
Sean
no.
Maluda. Wow.
I had Funny. To say that.
That's an ass grab and a half. For
I've interviewed Sean twice.
That's a reach around there, AJ.
I've interviewed Sean twice. It was a name drop.
No, Sean's cool.
He is.
No, he's cool. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying that's just a random fucking name to come out of nowhere.
I'm just, yeah. Well, like an RKO. All right. Any other
TKO?
Any other last thoughts on the Raw and SmackDown rosters as we sit here in between PLEs approaching the end of the year?
I love what they did like Monday night where Nia comes out and beats the shit out of Liv, and then she basically looks at Tiffy and she says, "There, cash it," and Tiffy's like, "Huh." Yeah, and then of course it got ruined. But I thought that was really fun, and Nia, she's still not that great in the ring, but personality wise and character wise, she's growing on me because I think she's embracing this new role that she has, and she's doing really well with it.
Whoever's idea was to put her and Tiffy together, bonus for them.
Honestly, yeah, because I love that, especially when Dom rescues Liv and everything, and he's struggling to pick her up, and you hear Nia just shout, "You can't even carry her!"
Yeah,
that was a million bucks.
Yeah, she's really growing into
whoever put in Tiffany Stratton and Nia Jax as a cohesive unit, give them a paycheck, and whoever decided to make just Nia just queen bitch is also getting a raise, because that is the best thing that you could have done for Nia, where her wrestling is still to be desired. She is getting better, but her character makes it so much better, where the best way I can describe it, she's queen bitch. But since that's more Raw and SmackDown-ish kind of scenario, I will say that this AJ's ankle is perfectly fine. I don't know about Styles, but
he's got
my ankle is perfectly good.
He has a Liz Frank injury.
Yeah,
it's in his foot.
He'll be fine.
Well, who knows?
He'll be fine.
He's not a young man anymore. He's not a young man.
He'll be. I mean, he is 46, 47. So
there's nothing performance enhancing drugs can't fix, Tony.
Oh boy. All right, we're gonna take a break on that note.
Oh god.
And when we come back, might need to performance enhance to pass on the trivia to beat Dave's butt. Let's see what happens.
Ooh, you know how I like my butt beat. Yeah.
Oh, your taint is crooked.
There's the title for your episode. Your taint is crooked.
Your taint is crooked. All right, folks. Well, while we straighten out our taint, you're going to listen to this commercial break.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
I swear if there's ever a day that you're not here, we need to have the beer can crack.
Yeah, I can't hear the music at all, but Tony's beer can crack came through loud and clear.
That's all that matters.
I've only missed three. Dave hosted once. Greg hosted once. Maybe I missed more than three, because when Platt was still around, it wasn't a huge deal if I was gone.
Yeah. Anyway. I remember there was one that I was in that you missed, but that's about it. But not the point. It's trivia, and as I told Tunney in our pre-show, we have our accomplishments list. So what I will do is I have 6 accomplishments for these wrestlers. You got to try to guess the wrestler, so I'll give it 2 at a time. So I'll say they did this and they did this, and then you give an answer from what you can think of. I won't say if you get it or not. That's worth 3 points. The second list of accomplishments, worth 2 points. And then the last bit of accomplishments is more of kind of like a gimme answer or like a throwaway where it's like you get 1 point, but you could have gotten more maybe. So, Tunney, I'll allow you to do this. Door number 1, door number 2, or door number 3?
That's a great question, AJ. This week, I'm going to have to go with door number 3.
All right, door number 3 then it is. So, the first accomplishments that I have here for this wrestler is 3-time IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, 2-time WWE United States Champion. So it's someone who's been in New Japan and WWE at least. See some of these answers. Tunney says Shinsuke. Dave says.
Oh, he's got
Hold on.
The.
I'm gonna turn. Let me turn.
Yeah, I was
about
to say the background filter's screwing it up.
Hold on.
That's right. You can just say it.
Yeah, you can say
it. I said AJ Styles.
Styles. All right. So the next ones that I have here, a 5-time. IWGP Intercontinental Champion and a 2-time WWE Intercontinental Champion.
I'm pretty sure I'm already right. So, Dave, you should write down Shinsuke. This game has to change, I think. I think you should just give it to the person if they get it on the 3, and if we neither of them get it, then it goes to 2, then it goes to 1.
Okay. Yeah, we could try doing that instead then. So Dave, are you going with Shinsuke?
You're muted.
Currently muted, bud.
Sorry. Well, it's just a rough day for me. I think Tunney's right. I think it's Shinsuke.
Yep, who also has a Royal Rumble win and a 2-time NXT champion. It is Shinsuke Nakamura.
All yeah, right. Had we gotten to that third part, I'd been like, all right.
Yeah, Tunney all right. Okay, so I'll put it so Tunney gets the 3 points, Dave, with a big old donut. All right, so Dave, I'll let you pick door number 1 or door number 2.
Well, you know we're dropping a deuce.
Oh,
we're leaving
man.
The kids at the pool.
Oh,
I left them the
let's
option,
go.
Baby.
All right, this one might be a little difficult until we get to that last bit. 1-time Intercontinental Champion, 1-time WCW United States Champion. Let's see them answers. Tunney says it's him, it's DDP. Dave?
I'm going to have to just tell you because, of course, on top of everything else today, my pen just ran out of ink. So, I mean, it's just...
Jeez, you were just not having a good day. Shit.
You just can't make this. I'm going to go, woo, Mr. Bleached Asshole himself, Macho Man Randy Savage.
All right, you're going to go with the Macho Man. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the next bit of accomplishments. Yeah.
Both wrong.
Probably.
No, we were. We changed the rules on the fly.
One time world heavyweight champion for WWE. Inaugural TNA Legends champion. So they've been at least three companies, WCW, WWE, and TNA.
Go ahead, Dave. I got mine written down.
I have no clue.
No guess for this round? All right.
Not this round.
All right. So Tony says Jarrett.
You said WWF World Champion, right?
WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right, to which Jarrett never won.
Yeah, I just said it wasn't right, guy. Dave didn't even guess.
He didn't.
I did think Jarrett, and I was like, no, he never got the one of the world titles.
So the last bit that I have here is 10-time WCW Tag Team Champion and 5-time WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
Well, it's got to be Booker only T. one person then. It's Booker T.
Yeah, it's Booker T.
It's Booker, yeah.
So I was thinking of him, but I was like, was he in TNA? I guess he was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he created the.
Yep. He decided since he's still royalty, this was like right after King Booker and everything else. He wanted to make the Legends title. And then that just became its own title. And then it had like 17 different fucking names afterward.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have seen that. That's. Can you dig it, sucker?
I'm sorry, was it because I said the 5-time WCW World Champion is why
well,
you got
when
that?
Said 10-time, when you said tag 10-time tag champ, it kind of really narrowed it to a fulcrum.
I forgot he won the IC title, I guess. But anyway.
Everyone does. I honestly forgot he won. I forgot he was a Triple Crown, actually. So the last wrestler that I have is a one-time NWA TNA World Heavyweight Champion and a one-time WCW United States Champion.
Oh boy. We'll play the Jeopardy theme once here.
So good enough for TNA, but maybe not good enough for WCW.
What was he in WCW?
U.S. champ.
And a TNA champion.
NWA TNA, but TNA champion.
I have no fucking clue. Oh, here. Oh, he wasn't.
Are you
going to
just throw a random name out?
No, I don't have nothing. Dave?
Dave, you gonna throw a random name?
I don't have anything either. I'm gonna have to defer to clue number two.
Right, clue number two. Apparently he did enough in TNA where he's a Hall of Famer in TNA, and he is also a 4-time ECW Tag Team Champion. So he was in TNA, WCW, and ECW.
Was it Raven?
Dave, you got a guess?
Well,
that's as good a guess as any, man.
Yeah, I already
Raven
won.
Sounds good to
I
me.
I already won, so he can piggyback.
So the last accomplishments that this
it's
person had was a
oh, good
was
job,
a two-time AJ. ECW champion and a 27-time hardcore champion.
Oh, it's Raven.
Yes, it is Raven.
Yeah, woohoo.
Tunney gets full points for that. Yeah, whoop my buddy. Ass, Tunney. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming. I don't think I've ever beat you at a one-on-one in trivia, though. You've been kicking my ass.
I don't think so, yeah.
Take a victory lap.
Yeah, woohoo! I don't like this game.
Meats and cheese for all in the land.
This is like that Snickers commercial where they play that game and the girl thinks they're talking about swapping partners and then the guy realizes, oh, I don't like this game.
I don't like this game.
I mean, you could kind of say that this game was kind of something else here.
I don't know.
Total something?
Complete total bullshit.
Oh, you didn't even say the line right.
TheChairShot.com. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Total BS.
Motherfuckers. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Last call here, DWI Podcast. We're talking Brock Lesnar. We're talking the Beast and its possible return. Rumors floating around that WWE is interested in bringing him back. I've been fervent in saying I don't think he should come back. I don't need him to come back. And I don't know. He can just stay away. I don't think it matters. But what do you guys think? I'll start with you, AJ.
Brock Lesnar is still that hot commodity, that name, that attraction. But as soon as, and I dabble a little bit in reading social media, as soon as it said Brock Lesnar is in talks of coming back to WWE, the crowd went mild. Which should say things where it's, no one really wants to see Brock anymore, which... Granted, it's still Brock Lesnar. He's still a hot commodity. He's still a name that can go anywhere he wants and it'll draw eyes, but apparently people just don't really care that he'll return. He'll probably finally have that dream match against Gunther that everyone wants, but people aren't really caring about this. What are you thinking about that, Dave?
About Brock coming back? I mean, I've been... Look, I've been saying for a while now that my prediction for the Royal Rumble or for WrestleMania 41 is going to be Brock versus Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship. I think, yeah, the crowd can be indifferent to the whole thing right now, but when he shows up and gets in Gunther's face or Obafemi's face or Bronson Reed or, you know, any of the gargantuan dudes running around there, they're going to sell tickets. He's going to make money. It's going to move the needle. And as long as they're going to be making money, there are a lot. Yes, no one wants to see Brock versus Roman. We don't want to see that again. But, dude, Brock versus Rock has been talked about since they fought, what, 20 years ago? I mean, they've been talking about that match, getting them involved again.
What was that?
Forever.
SummerSlam 2002? Well, so that was 22
and that
years?
That one sucked because they both got booed because everybody knew Brock was leaving. And The Rock was
no, that was gold. That was against
that's
Goldberg.
That's WrestleMania 20.
Oh my man,
that's WrestleMania 20. Yeah.
Yeah, Brock versus Rock was SummerSlam 2000.
We knew The Rock was leaving in this match then.
That was amazing.
The Rock had been dabbling with it, but I mean, getting back to the original question, I think Brock Lesnar coming back is a question of when, not if. They're going to bring him back. He's a big name. He's a big draw. There are compelling matchups that Brock can do. I don't, you know, and as long as Brock's not in this mode where he's like, I'm going to go over on everybody. And we saw from his rivalry with Cody that he's not of that mindset anymore.
No, I don't.
Then he can really do something for the business that people have accused him of not being able to do, which is, you know, pass the torch, put somebody else over, give somebody else the rub like he did with Roman. Like, you know, I think if he faces Gunther, he's probably going to beat Gunther. Or not, I mean, Gunther will beat him, excuse me. So, yeah, I think it makes sense to bring him back at the right time, at the right moment, and create that I mean, Brock is a litmus test, right? You beat Brock Lesnar, you have made a name for yourself. It's like when Brock ended the streak or any, it's all cyclical. So, yeah, I mean, the crowd may be like, oh, this is, you know, he's too tied in with his Vince McMahon shit. But once it comes right down to it and you get the real crowd in there and they see that Brock Gunther face off, people will pop for that.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. It's interesting because there are built-in things there, right? And he is a great guy to, you know, he's a rising tide, and it raises all ships, you know. So we'll see.
He's got a lot of knowledge he can pass on to these young guys too. A lot.
Yeah.
I mean, people forget how good Brock really was because they just got in this Suplex City modus operandi. But you know, back in the day, man, you're talking a guy who could hang with Kurt Angle in the ring. That ain't easy.
Especially with an Iron Man match on SmackDown. But the other thing that you have to remember is, like you alluded to before, he's the man that broke the streak. Like, you if you beat the man that broke the undefeated streak of The Undertaker for 21, technically 23 years because he missed 10 and 15. Or no, 16, sorry. 15, he faced Big Boss Man. You have merit. You have, like, something that's believable where it's, hey, I beat Brock Lesnar. He's like, the biggest gatekeeper we have. If you beat Brock Lesnar, you have insane credibility to your name, no matter where you go. If for whatever reason you get released from WWE, you can go to any of the other companies, and they'll just be like, here's the world title. Good luck.
Well, I don't know if I go that far. But it is interesting because the whole idea of Lesnar ending the streak was to elevate him into Undertaker's spot because Taker was the one with all those big crazy matches every year, right? So now we need another guy that can do that and move the needle. And he's one of the biggest needle movers of all time in the business. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. The only thing that would shut this down would be, like, total outrage and backlash from a lot of fans at the kind of like crybaby Cody level of people just saying we don't want this guy around. But Dave, remind me, what is he's just been named in the complaint as not a like a defendant or anything, right?
No, they just sexting. That was basically it. It's just like texting each other sexy pics or whatever the hell it was, but nothing beyond that.
Yeah.
So all of that stuff is just—it's just been blown out of proportion. Oh, Brock pulled a train on her. So there's no fucking evidence of any of that. It's not even in the complaint. No one's alleging that.
Wasn't it Brock said that, like, he just made like a locker room type of comment where it's like, I would do worse than you would, but that was it. Like, he didn't actually like do anything. Where I'm not saying I'm condoning that. I'm just saying like he didn't actually do anything. He just said like, okay, yeah, I understand. This is what I would do. Like, at most, if you ever go into a gym, that's what most guys say.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm just saying that
you're
right
not
now.
You're not making a great point, though, for public opinion.
I'm
that's
not.
That's what I'm talking about.
He didn't actually do anything.
Yeah, that's a very poor defense, Your Honor. Anyway, yeah, we'll
what's
see what
defense?
Happens. Money.
What's your defense? I'd tap that.
That's why money. I'm not the lawyer. We have the lawyer with us.
Listen, money talks, so we'll see what kind of money he can make for the WWE, whether or not he's going to be there and how long he's going to be there. So,
if I was defending AJ and the judge says, what's your excuse? I'd say, Your Honor, dead ass.
Courtroom's on the line.
Immediately get screwed over. I'd get a guilty charge 5 years at least. Come on, Dave. Don't even do that to me.
Well, guys, I think we've come to the end of this show today. Dave, thanks for coming on again. Why don't you let everybody know what's going on with you and where they can find you?
Oh, you know, just the usual stuff is happening with me. And I apologize for everything being a wreck today. It's usually not like me, but what can I say? Skype is killing me, Tony.
It's
killing me.
It's all good, brother.
You can find me on X at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG, home of the Big Five Project, and we need to get back to that. But, you know, DJ's too busy on vacation. Come on. But we're going to hit Survivor Series 94 next. And after that, it's episode 300 of Attitude of Aggression.
Woohoo!
Where I hear that AJ Balazs is going to turn up shirtless. So that ought to be fun.
Let the debauchery begin.
Maybe.
What's that, AJ? Are you promising something?
I said maybe. I didn't promise. Oh. I said maybe.
All right.
I'll turn into Jason Kelsey where, you know, the shirt just doesn't work anymore.
That's awesome. But other than that, Facebook.com/Attitude of Regression and at Attitude of Regression, all one word, Instagram, Threads. There you go.
Well, you can follow me at PhenomenalAJB. That's AJB in all caps. If you have any hate mail towards me, I do have a secondary Twitter account. That's IWC Warchief. But not just that. We are not just podcast galore. We are articles galore all over the chairshot.com. Sports, entertainment, you name it. We got it all over the chairshot.com.
All right, folks, follow this show at Podcast DWI on X. Follow it at Facebook.com/DWI Podcast. Follow DPP at It's Me DPP. Follow me at PZ Tiny. Goodbye! How quick the end of that sound bite creeps up on you.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.